Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1351, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll be celebrating two birthdays, those of Howard Johnson and Ted Lewis. We'll hear more from Joe Raymond, have some Someday songs, not Sunday, Someday, and a set of Dearie songs. Back in October of last year, I played The White Swan by Robert Morris and Stultz. Stultz was born June 1, 1861, and I was hoping to have a birthday segment for him. But because the few recordings of his songs are from the very early 1900s, most not broadcast quality, and there are no more recent covers that I could find, that's not to be. One of Stultz's other compositions is Let Me Call You Dearie, and I could find no recordings of it, so the best I can do in terms of a tribute is to play this set of Dearie songs. The word dearie comes from the Old English word deore, meaning dear, precious, or valuable, and when used sincerely is a term of warmth, affection, and attachment. It can, however, be interpreted as patronizing or insincere when used in a professional setting or by strangers, but that is certainly not the case in any of these three songs.
Half of it, dearie, blue. The trouble is you have so many from whom to choose. If you should marry Tom, Dick, or Harry, life would be the bunk. I'd become a monk. I thought that you don't know the half of it, dearie, blue. Thank you.
In April of 1926, Fred and Adele Astaire starred in the George and Ira Gershwin show Lady Be Good at the Empire Theatre in London. Percival Mackey recorded two songs from the show, and we started this segment with one of them, the Half of It Dearie Blues. The vocalist on that April 17, 1926 recording was Harry Glenn. Next was Jack Hilton and his orchestra, credited as the Grosvenor Dance Orchestra, on Xenophone 2357 with Dearie If You Knew, made on Valentine's Day, 1923. Dearie If You Knew was written by Burt Ralton and Billy Merrill. We finished up with an Edison House band, the Broadway Dance Orchestra, with Kahlua, introducing Blue Danube Blues, written by Jerome Kern. Edison Diamond Disc 50982 was recorded November 29, 1921. So what does that have to do with Dearies? Well, both of those songs are from the show Good Morning, Dearie, which opened at the Globe Theater on November 1, 1921, and ran for a very respectable 347 performances. It sounds like a fun show since it takes place in the Toddle Shop and the Hell's Bells Dance Hall. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played Remembering by Joe Raymond and his orchestra. Remember? There is some speculation that there was no Joe Raymond, and that because of the band's sound and arrangements, the name was a pseudonym for Paul Whiteman. But thanks to an article by discographer Alan Sutton, Joe Raymond was in fact a real person, but that his, like Al Burt and his orchestra, Clyde Dewar's Club Royal Orchestra, Eddie Davis and his orchestra, and more than 30 others, was a Paul Whiteman satellite orchestra, managed and booked by Whiteman's booking agency, Paul Whiteman Incorporated. Whiteman's agency also provided arrangements and assistance in securing recording contracts for these bands. Joe Raymond's orchestra was featured at the Little Club in New York City, described in Victor advertisements as a world-famous foxtrot paradise up around Broadway and 46th. Here are three more from Joe Raymond and his orchestra. Thank you. There you have three from Joe Raymond and his orchestra. We started with Hollywood, written by Aubrey Stauffer. Take 4 of 5, recorded on November 27, 1923, was issued on Victor 19211. The last time you heard Aubrey's Hollywood was in 2010 by the Ambassadors, and you'll be hearing it again next week by the Red Caps, when Aubrey Stauffer gets his own birthday segment. Next, my sweetie went away. Not only that, didn't say where, when, or why. That's just one of at least 11 recordings of that Lou Handyman song in 1923 alone. This one on June 27th, with take 3 of 5, issued on Victor 19110. And we finished up with Joe Raymond musing, "I Wonder Who's Dancing With You Tonight." Ray Henderson wrote that, and Victor recorded it on January 25th, 1924, with catalog number 19263. I love the bells in that arrangement, and the musical reference to a classical tune I should know off the top of my head, but can't think of at the moment. Help me out here. Last week I played Someday Soon by Anson Weeks and his Hotel Mark Hopkins Orchestra, and you'll remember that it was written by the Duncan sisters. Well, here's a different Someday Soon, written by, I don't know, but performed by Adolph Hoffner and his Texans to start off a Someday segment.
Someday soon, just between us two, we'll have a someone new. I hope it looks like you. And heaven is what our days will be. The baby you and me. Someday soon. Make life so complete. Only joy is all that we will know, and dear, we'll love it so. Someday soon. Thank you.
Last time I played Someday You'll Say OK was in 2019 by Sam Lennon. We just heard it by Vincent Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra on August 22, 1927, from Brunswick 3633. Walter Donaldson wrote it, and it became very popular, recorded that same year by at least 8 other bands. Before that, King Oliver's Dixie Syncopators with Someday, Sweetheart, being heard on the show for the first time. Reb Spikes and John C. Spikes wrote that, and Brunswick recorded it on September 17, 1926, in Chicago, issued as catalog number 3373. We started with Someday Soon, performed by Adolph Hoffner and his Texans at the Blue Bonnet Hotel in San Antonio on April 5, 1938. A pioneer of Western swing music, Adolph Hoffner was born in Moulton, Texas on June 8, 1916 to German and Czech parents and grew up speaking Czech. As teenagers, Adolph and his brother Emil, better known as Bash, played in polka bands. Adolph is the vocalist on Someday Soon, and Emil is in the band on banjo. I'll see if I can put together a birthday segment for Adolph on next week's show. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, June 2nd, marked the birth in 1887 in Waterbury, Connecticut, of Howard Johnson. Not that one. Lyricist Howard Johnson. After graduating from Torrington High School in 1904, his parents wanted him to study engineering at Yale, but he was more interested in studying music and worked in Boston theaters before moving to New York City in 1914 for a career in songwriting. That same year, he published the first of his more than 1,000 songs, My Wife is Dancing Mad. In 1917, he joined ASCAP, and the following year joined the U.S. Navy. Following his 1 year of service, he resumed songwriting for Tin Pan Alley music publishers, but shifted more toward patriotic themes, along with family, motherhood, and humor in everyday life. Howard Johnson died May 1, 1941, in New York City, and is buried in Hillside Cemetery in Torrington, Connecticut. His most famous song may be I Scream, You Scream, We All Scream for Ice Cream, but here are three less well-known songs from the pen of Howard Johnson.
I've traveled east, I've traveled west, I've been in every state. A member of the Knights of Rest with views made up to date. There's just two things that I despise, two things I always shirk. The first thing is a cake of soap, the other one is work. My life to me is just a spree, I'm always on a lark. Somebody said, you're just a bum, I don't like that remark. Who said I was a bum? Who said I was a bum? I haven't worked in 20 years, I guess I'm not so dumb. And as I tramp along the road, the people hear me hum. I know I'm a hobo, but who said I was a bum? I must admit I never fit in any job and say, each time I see a pile of wood, I look the other way. I haven't shaved in most a year, I really am afraid, because I fear my wire beard would break the razor blade. The other day, while on my way, a cop gave me a chase. I thought I heard him holler, take that mattress off your face. Who said I was a bum? Who said I was a bum? They've thrown me out of every school that ever was built by gum. I would have gone to college, but the teachers there are dumb. I know I'm a hobo, but who said I was a bum? My coat is torn, my shoes are worn, there's holes in both my toes. My socks are shy, and that is why I never roll my hose. And with a glance, you see my pants are baggy at the knees. They're worn so thin, I feel the wind blow through my BVDs. I haven't got a worry, boys, now what do you think of that? There's nothing ever on my mind except my old straw hat. Who said I was a bum? Who said I was a bum? Don't think that I'm a lonesome guy because I look so glum. I've got a lot of cootie friends, they keep me busy some. I know I'm a hobo, but who said I was a bum? Now any place I hang my hat is home sweet home to me. Oh, how I love the man who wrote that sweet old melody. Another song I'm wild about, it hits me way down deep. A tune I'm always singing, please go away and let me sleep. The millionaire is worried with a lot of bills to pay.
But all I have to worry about is whether I'll eat today. Who said I was a bum? Who said I was a bum? I've been in all the finest jails beneath the shining sun. I'll tell you who I really am. I hope you keep it mum. I know I'm a hobo, but who said I was a bum?
Dabari, dabari, da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da, dabari, dabari. We'll never go there anymore.
Why not?
Why, I used to live by the Winnegar Works, but that was too tough, don't you see?
Same with me, kid, but things has improved. 'Cause last week I moved to a place what's refined as can be.
Say, listen, whenever you make out your will,
what then?
I'll take you with me for a thrill.
Where to, Jimmy?
Down alongside of the docks.
To the docks where they patch up with bricks and with rocks?
You said it. Young babies talk out of one side of their face.
Yeah, and you'll hear canary boy dolls singing bass.
Down where the lilies are grand.
Sure they're grand. Well, they grow them to fit in your hand.
Each fellow you meet is a real solid gent. Their heads are a mixture of stone and cement.
And that's how the cops get their nightsticks all bent.
Down alongside of the docks.
How do you like it uptown, Jimmy?
Not so much, Mame. Too much style.
Yeah, for instance?
Well, for one thing, the Whittles is too much trouble.
What's the matter? The peas roll off your nine?
No, I mix those with me mashed potatoes.
Good idea. Well, what's the matter?
Oh, mostly soup.
Soup?
Yeah.
Well, you're out for disturbing the peas?
No, they always put so many tools by me plate. I always get the wrong fork.
Oh, Jimmy, you don't eat soup with a fork.
No.
No, you use a sponge.
How do you do that, Mame?
Well, you fill up the holes with soup and then wring it out.
Say, Mame, tell us something, will you? Is you married yet?
No, I ain't married, Jimmy, but I got a beau.
Sure?
Sure, a real swell. Gee, you should see his table manners.
He knows his onions.
I'll say so. Why, when he pours his coffee out in a saucer, he knows better than to blow on it.
Well, I'll tell you, Mame, this neighborhood's good enough for me.
Yeah, there's something about the water and the docks that makes a hit with you after you live down here for a while.
You said a mouthful, Mame. That's just what I say.
Down alongside of the docks.
The docks.
The boys all wear shoes without socks.
Wear no socks.
When they go to bed every night for a nap, they all wear pajamas made out of boylap.
When they drink coffee, oh gee.
Well, for sugar, they use TNT.
There isn't a jail made of steel or of stone. Those guys can break out, say that fact is well known.
Sure, they think that Sing Sing is an old lady's home.
Down alongside of the dock. Dabari, dabari, da-dum, da-da-da-da-dum, da-dum.
Everybody has a native land in the north, south, east, or west. And it's only right your native land should be the place you love the best. Now it makes no difference what you are. Don't wait for fame to come. Just go and get it and they'll give you credit no matter where you're from. It's not your nationality, it's what you do. It's not your personality that always pulls you through. Bismarck made his mark in Germany, we know. And Georgie Cohen was a Yankee in the growing, but he made a bunch of dough. Just think of Rockefeller and what he can buy. He started from the cellar, but he climbed away up high. So if you've got the spirit, never mind your name. Folks will hear it if you play the game. It's not your nationality, it's simply you. Every
Every day you'll hear somebody brag of the land where they belong. And they knock all other nationalities, but take my tip, they're wrong. For the man that simply plugged along is the fellow who succeeds. This whole creation is a great big nation. They judge you by your deeds. It's not your nationality, it's what you do. It's just that old mentality that always pulls you through. Bernhardt can turn hearts, although she's foreign born. But who thought anything about the nationality of Miss September Morn? Just think of John McCormick and what joy he brings. There's lots beside the Irish go to hear him when he sings. And though you may be Jewish, figure how it goes. Only horses win out by a nose. It's not your nationality, it's simply you. It's not your nationality, it's what you do. Sometimes a technicality will bring fame to you. Brian kept trying, he never gave up hope. And young Marconi had a scheme that sounded phony, but he upset all the dope. Just think of Henry Ford and his old sliver bus. We laugh, but all the dough he's got he took away from us. So never mind your breeding, keep a level head. Face the world, prepare to knock him dead. It's not your nationality, it's simply you.
He also recorded it for Edison a couple of years later. But there you have Billy Murray with his Victor recording of It's Not Your Nationality, It's Simply You. Howard Johnson was primarily a lyricist, but in this case, he wrote the tune with the lyric by Joseph McCarthy. Victor 18184 was recorded October 25th, 1916. Before that, with words and music by Howard Johnson, Down Alongside of the Docks. The label of Columbia 1916D credits Vaughn DeLeith with her real name, but Irving Kaufman is credited as Frank Harris. That was recorded April 20, 1927. Often, when a song was very popular, other songwriters would try to ride on its coattails by writing what are known as answer songs. We started off our little tribute to Howard Johnson with one, an answer to Harry McClintock's Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. That was Who Said I Was a Bum, with Howard Johnson again getting sole composer credit. This was Vernon Dalhart's September 29, 1928 recording on Columbia 1585D. Yesterday, June 6th, marked the birth in 1891 in Circleville, Ohio, of Theodore Leopold Friedman, better known as Ted Lewis. He began playing clarinet at about age 9 and joined the Circleville Boys' School Band. His first professional singing job was in a Circleville movie house, and instead of going into the family's clothing business, around 1906 he got into vaudeville and made his way to New York in 1911. His name got changed in the mid-1910s when he was working with a comedian named Eddie Lewis, and the two were billed as Lewis and Lewis instead of Lewis and Friedman because Lewis and Friedman wouldn't fit on the marquee. He never legally changed his name, however. He was playing with Earl Fuller's famous jazz band at Rector's Restaurant in New York when he won a battered top hat from the driver of a hansom cab in a dice game. It, along with his rhetorical question, "Is everybody happy?" became an integral part of his persona for more than 50 years. He formed his own band in 1919 and within a few years was one of the most popular entertainers in the U.S. He made appearances on radio, records, and in several Broadway revues, including Greenwich Village Follies, Ziegfeld Midnight Frolics, Ted Lewis Frolic, and Artists and Models in 1927. In 1925, he visited Britain, appearing at London's Kit Kat Club and at the Hippodrome Theater. Although his own gaspipe style of clarinet playing wasn't considered great, he employed many fine members of the jazz world in his bands. Lewis co-wrote several popular songs and appeared in several films, including Is Everybody Happy? He continued to appear in theaters and on television well into the 1960s. Ted Lewis died August 25, 1971, in New York. Here are three from Ted Lewis not played on the show before.
Say, all because of you, dear, I had a dream that I'd cherish. And you know, just because of you, I'm dreaming all day long. Of course, I realize all my dreams might perish, for dreams are like that. So while you're near me, why don't you hear me say, wouldn't it be wonderful to come home to you? You know, when my work is through, wouldn't it be wonderful? Oh, gee, wouldn't it be wonderful to open the door and look, see on the floor someone cute and wonderful? That's it. And when you say, come, Teddy, your dinner's ready. And way off to bed, forgetting all life's troubles. Oh, gee, maybe it's impossible to hope for such bliss. But I only say this, wouldn't it be wonderful? Your dinner's ready, then off, way off to bed, forgetting all life's troubles. Maybe it's impossible to hope for such bliss, but you know, I only say this, wouldn't it be wonderful?
I'm so crazy about you. dollar that I can see. So you leave me hollow, honey. I've got that little bungalow. Oh, say, I pity you when I get you alone. Alone, dear, I know just what I'll do. Why, I'll kiss you morning, noon, and night till I satisfy my appetite. 'Cause I'm sweet on sweet little you.
My garden. A little spider once said to a little fly. Ah, she wasn't a high-flying fly, but only a sweet butterfly. Ah, my garden is perfumed with roses, a carpet of daisies, and you. There'll just be we two with nothing to do but make all our love dreams come true. Ah, but no, 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 no. All that she would say was no, 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 no. All that she would say was no, meaning yes.
Ted Lewis and his band with the novelty Foxtrot song, No, composed by Richard A. Whiting, with words by Byron Gay. That's from Columbia 600D, made in Chicago on February 10, 1926. Before No was Sweet Little You, written by Irving Bebo. I've played it by Al Turk and Bell Baker, but we heard Ted Lewis and his band in their August 11, 1924 recording on Columbia 195D. We started off our little tribute to Ted Lewis with Wouldn't It Be Wonderful? From Ted Lewis's talking picture, Is Everybody Happy? Columbia 1882D was recorded May 26, 1929, and has the Ted Lewis personalized label. Wouldn't It Be Wonderful? Was composed by Harry Axt, with the words by Grant Clark. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶